Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Our society needs more people who stand up for those who are down. Robin Nagasako is a certified substance abuse counselor with the state of Hawaii. She's also the pastor of adult discipleship at New Hope Leeward. How does God take someone, give them a passion for people who are struggling with drug abuse? What does God do in their heart? How does He cultivate and develop a heart of compassion and a drive, a desire to develop skills to reach and help others in tangible ways that make a difference in their lives? That's the work of God's grace, and that's why we're here at The Good Life. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have The Good Life radio broadcast is to let you know that whatever it is that you're facing, whatever challenge it might be, if it's a form of addiction, if you've been shackled, as it were, by something that has grabbed hold or gotten hold of your life that it's been hard to shake, or perhaps you're at a point of deep discouragement, maybe beyond that, despair. Maybe you know somebody who's in that place. Our guest today is here to share heart to heart with you. She oversees the Ohana Group Ministry, the New Hope Academy School, and the counseling department at her church. Robin Nagasako and her husband, Darren, well, they reside in Makaha. They've been attending New Hope for the last 9 years. They have three adult children and five grandsons. Robin, the grace of Christ, who shed His blood on the cross for you, for me, for us, who rose again on the third day, has done a great work in your life, and you're here to share about it. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kalihi.
Well, for you, what was it like growing up in Kalihi?
I had a pretty good childhood. I had great parents. They sent us to private school. I went to Sacred Arts Academy, actually, all the way until the eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And it was a good childhood. And I enjoyed, you know, living there, even though I didn't go to school there in the community. But my dad and my mom did their best in what they had and what they could provide for us. Mm-hmm. And so it was a good life. It was a good childhood. I have some fond memories.
Well, I think you would have, I would imagine, yes, fond memories, but something extra fond in childhood because of a childhood neighbor that has become a part of your life. Tell us about the story of you and Darren.
Yes, actually, my husband today of 33 years was actually my next door neighbor. And so we resided next door to each other all our lives. He was actually my brother's dear friend, and he went to school with my brothers. And so my parents knew him. He spent a lot of time at our home, and, you know, he was always in and out. And so he was my childhood sweetheart, actually.
Really?
So, yes.
You know, it brings to bear the question. I know this could be very sensitive. Maybe even private, so at your discretion. When did you feel like, well, I really like this guy or his feelings for you? When did the sparks begin to fly?
I believe it was in high school. So I was a senior in high school, and he was a sophomore in high school, and we started spending a little more time together, and then he asked me out on a date, and we went to dinner. And so it was kind of then that I realized, okay, he's no longer my brother's dear friend that I sort of despised when he was younger. I really didn't care for him. I thought he was He was rather irritating, actually. But
as many older siblings may say of their younger brother's friends, mm-hmm, right?
Exactly. Right. So it was, my parents were pretty floored. They were shocked, to say the least, but they liked him, and you know, they knew of him, they knew his parents really well, and so they didn't think it would last. They just thought it was a passing thing.
Some people say, well, that's a match made in heaven. Well, yours was a match made in Kalihi. And well, and as we'll go along, the Lord of heaven has done a mighty work,
yes,
in your marriage, in your life. Who influenced you most there in those younger days, those early years?
I had a teacher at Sacred Hearts Academy. Her name was Alexis Connie, and she was a very good mentor to me. And she really instilled in me a lot of good morals and good values. And so she really made a difference and an impact on my life.
A word must go out then. Kudos to the teachers. Mm-hmm. Hail the praises of those who work tirelessly with very little congratulations, laud for the work that they do on a daily basis, the work that is unseen, the sacrifices that are made I'm speaking of our teachers,
mm-hmm,
who... Exactly. Impact our lives, impact our children, our grandchildren's lives every single day.
Yes.
I'm glad you mentioned her name. Say her name again.
Alexis Connie.
Alexis. Give me one thing. Tell us one thing that you remember Alexis Connie sharing with you, that stuck with you throughout your life.
I remember her sharing the importance of being open and being honest, and that when we're transparent and we share our heart and our feelings, that people will trust us more. And I've always remembered that it's important to be yourself, to be real, and to share openly, to share honestly, and in that people will love you and respect you more for it.
There's really something to say along with that. This authenticity, this genuineness that you speak of, it could clash with the culture that we live in, mm-hmm, today,
mm-hmm,
because we are a very image management culture.
Very much.
When we talk about that, I don't think we need to be professionals of image management. We sort of just naturally come up with a veil of performance because we are trying to either present ourselves in a certain way, or we're trying to hide an aspect of ourselves that we don't want people to see. And yet you touch on a very important area of interpersonal relationships that hold us back. Many reasons for it, but hold us back from the connections, the bonds, the deeper friendships that deep inside, you know, yearning within, we long to have.
Exactly.
A word of authenticity from Robin Nagasako. Let's get authentic. How did you become a Christian?
Well, my husband and I were married in 1981, and we soon started a family. And, you know, life takes its toll, and you start raising children, the stresses of life. And I actually was a professional hula dancer in Waikiki, and he was working at Pearl Harbor. So he worked during the day, I worked at night. And we soon just gradually drifted apart. He started doing his thing, I started doing mine. And the nightlife in Waikiki, after work, having a few beers, staying out in the party scene. And he did the same as well. And so he started drinking a lot after work. And eventually our lives just drifted apart. And here we were, two individuals that loved each other so much. And 10 years later, we were living two separate lives and going our own way and not connecting one with another. And I remember one night I was in the dressing room, actually, in Waikiki at the Prince Kuhio Hotel. And I was talking about the struggles that I was going through with my husband to another sister. And she said, pray for him. And, you know, I had been to Sacred Hearts for 8 years. I had known about prayer and I had heard the gospel. But yet those three simple words struck me like a ton of bricks. And of course, I got defensive and I said, pray for him. Why would I pray for him? You know, he's really not, I'm pretty irritated with him right now. How am I going to pray for him? And she said, I'll be praying for you. And she said that they were having a marriage retreat that weekend. And she invited me to come. And I thought, great, my macho husband, I don't think he's going to want to go to a marriage retreat. She says, I will pray for you. You go home and you ask him. And I thought, okay, this woman. And she prayed for me right there in the parking lot as we were. She walked out with me and she prayed for me. And I just felt the presence of God like I had never felt before. Nobody prayed for me that way before. And I went home. I asked him. He said, sure, let's do it. And I was shocked. We went, we attended, and that was a life-changing experience weekend for us.
Robin, I want to find out. I want to hear. We want to hear what happened at that weekend retreat. Because, you know, it's those moments when, hey, we're in a tight spot, a very tight spot. And we don't think that what someone may suggest or what someone may believe, it seems so easy that they mm-hmm. believe mm-hmm. that God is going to do something, mm-hmm. that God will do something in your life, in my life. They have more faith in us
exactly.
than we have in ourselves.
Yes.
And could it be that God has lifted them to that place of belief, that place of faith? How about you, my friend? As you listen to Robin Nakasako today, are you in a point where you think, wow, if only I could have experienced what she experienced or believe like how she believed or how her friend believed? Well, we believe that God is going to work in your life, that He already is. In fact, we'll share more when we come back. You don't want to miss this now. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you may have heard it said, two ships passing in the night. A couple over the course of years beginning to just coexist. They live separate lives, but deep within, they still have the spark of love. It's still glowing, but on the outside, you wouldn't notice it because they're going in two different directions. That was the story of Robin and Darren Nagasako. Robin is the adult pastor of adult discipleship at New Hope Leeward. She's also a certified substance abuse counselor with the state of Hawaii. Her passion, her and her husband, is to see people growing in their relationship with Jesus Christ. And she's here to speak authentically with a heart of genuineness. Hey, transparently about life. Because, hey, isn't that the way we connect? Isn't that the way we relate with each other? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm glad you're with us today. Find out more about Robin and her ministry at New Hope Leeward at newhopeleeward.org to connect with her. Robin, that's Robin with an I, N-N, Robin, I-double-N, at newhopeleeward.org. So Robin, take us back. You and Darren got invited to a marriage retreat. What happened there?
This was a life-changing experience for us. God showed up. Definitely. We met some dear and awesome friends, first of all, on that weekend, that are still our dear and awesome friends today. And they became our first Ohana group. You know, we call them Ohana groups there at that church that we attended. Some people call them small groups. Some people call them life groups. But and the Lord just really used that whole weekend to really minister to my husband and I, and to give us hope. Mm. And the Holy Spirit showed up and ministered to us. For the first time in years, I really felt the love of Christ through the messages, through the outbreak sessions, through these awesome, loving people. Mm. And it was an experience that we will never, ever forget.
Okay, let's go deeper. Sure. Maybe let's peel off some of the layers of that experience. You said the Holy Spirit met you. It may sound cryptic to somebody who's mm-hmm. listening today that doesn't know what that means. Mm-hmm. Describe the feeling. Describe what went on the inside.
Well, through the worship, through the messages, I knew that the Lord was speaking to me through the message. And as we worshiped, I was so deeply touched. I felt as if God was speaking directly to me. And he was giving me a hope and a future that he was going to heal my marriage. Mm. And I remember just as we were worshiping and just singing songs, I began to weep and I began to cry. And I had this overwhelming sense of feeling hopeful, very hopeful. And I felt just the presence of the Lord. It's hard to describe the feeling that you feel when God meets you head on, face on.
How about Darren?
He was really amazed at how the men treated their wives, and how just simple things like grabbing them a cup of water, opening, pulling out the chair for them, asking how they're doing. And he saw a different side of what it meant to be a man. Mm. And again, he connected with these men right away. And you know how it is in the world and in just society in general. It's hard for men to connect with men. But there was an instant bond and an instant connection for him. And we just really felt as if it was a divine appointment and the Lord brought these people into our lives for that reason, that purpose, and that moment.
And if we trace back, it all hinged on your hula sister.
Yes, right? Yes.
That said, pray for him, those three words.
Exactly.
And you didn't believe that? What?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Here we are going in different directions. But just a step of faith. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't. We have to be honest. We don't believe like we ought to believe.
Sure.
We don't think it can happen. But maybe we can piggyback on someone else's faith. Mm-hmm. I'm just using this word picture. And maybe God allows us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows that we don't have the strength. Maybe that's why in the Gospels, they ask the Lord, "Lord, help our unbelief."
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Help my unbelief. And maybe we need to get to a different level of believing, which is part of our growth. And once we do take a step just to pray, I don't have the faith, but Lord, help me to have the faith.
Yes.
And help me to go to the marriage retreat. Help me to even ask my husband or my wife to see if they would want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to connect. You didn't know if he was going to connect,
no,
right?
No, not at
you
all.
You didn't know if you were going to connect.
Exactly. We had no idea what to expect.
But you went.
Yes. And so grateful and so thankful for my dear sister. And till this day, I am very, very grateful to her and her husband. You mind if I say her name?
Oh, sure.
Doreen Chenin. And she.
I know Doreen.
Oh, you know Doreen. Yes. My dear hula sister and sister in Christ and Paul.
And I know Paul.
Yes. And so they're very active with Youth with a Mission in Kona right now. But yes, she was the one that planted that seed. And I am very, very thankful and grateful to her.
Well, maybe the Lord is speaking to you like he has spoken to Robin. Maybe you know what that, it might be an event, it might be a retreat, a seminar, it might be a weekend at church, it might be inviting your spouse in a strained moment just to connect with someone or with a group. Sometimes we don't even know how much they're hurting. We don't know what they're thinking. We don't know how they are hoping that God would do something in their life. It's the mystery of the life of faith. And yet, it's really not that much of a mystery. Yes, God does his marvelous, miraculous things. The simplicity of which for us is just taking one simple step. My friend, do you know what that step is? If you do, Robin Nagasako says, take it. Take it by faith. Wouldn't you say that, Robin?
Yes.
And maybe you are a Doreen Chenin today to give a word of hope to a friend, a family member, a lesson. Maybe you can give us a lesson, Robin, that you learned in this whole process, something that someone can take away today in this, our second segment of our broadcast.
Well, we never know how the Lord will use you to encourage someone. I always tell my people that in the classes that I teach, never underestimate your presence at being at one of these meetings, because you never know what you might say that might free somebody else up. And if those three words that Doreen Chit had shared with me was what started this chain of events in our lives and started our journey with Jesus, you never know how you may be an encouragement to someone and give someone hope. And so I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful because today here I am 33 years later where my husband and I are still married, happier than ever. We love each other more than we did when we first got married. And it was because somebody took that simple step of faith. And so we never know how what we may say or what we may do that would really be able to encourage or free someone up.
And Robin Lagasako has been free. She shares of her marriage today. She's also being used by God to touch lives of people who are shackled to drugs.
Yes.
Shackled to substance abuse. Shackled to a life of distrust, a life of being demoralized, losing faith in yourself, and never feeling that things could ever be turned around. God sends her into people's lives and sends her into the studio today to share with you. Maybe someone that you know. Maybe someone that is really struggling at this time. It could be that person struggling with substance abuse. Maybe someone in the family, their family. It has an overflow, a trickle effect on the whole family. They never realize the kind of effect it has on everybody else. But she has a word to share out of her experiences being a substance abuse counselor. Robin Lagasako. Robin, that's Rob, I-N-N, at newhopeleeward.org. That's how you can get in touch with her, stay connected with her, find out more about her ministry. The ministry is there at newhopeleeward.org. To find out more about the church, newhopeleeward.org. Yeah, simple, just like that. We'll be back with more from Robin Lagasako.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Robin Nagasako and her husband Darren, they love to minister through song and dance and encourage and mentor young married couples in having healthy marriages. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can find out get this program in its entirety as a free podcast. I encourage you to listen to it, share it. Even if it's a segment of the show, pass it on. And I believe that God will instill something in your heart as you listen to Robin Nagasako. Robin, you and Darren minister to couples. What are some things that you encounter on a more regular basis in terms of challenges that couples have in marriage?
Well, I think a lot of couples are just having difficulty communicating with one another. A lot of couples don't really understand their roles. A lot of what I do entails really helping men understand their role as a husband and women understanding their role as a wife. A lot of wives think that it's their job to daddy their husbands, and they put on their mommy hat. So I do a lot of work with women and just teaching them how to respect their husbands as adults and relate to them. And the whole respect factor is lacking. I've noticed that.
So when you say... You said daddy, their husbands?
Yes.
Describe that.
Well, they treat their husbands like they do their children. So they scold them, they correct them, they nag them, they try to change them. And really, it's not our job to change our spouses. Our job is to love them, to cheer them on, to encourage them, to be their biggest cheerleader. And to really be able to respect them, the way we talk to them, the things that we say, how we interact with them in public. And I had to learn that along the way. I didn't know that either. You know, we don't have a marriage manual when we get married. You know, nobody teaches us how to be a wife or how to be a mother. And most of what I learned came through the church. And so I am thankful and I'm grateful for that. And so a lot of these couples that come in to see me, they really love each other. They just don't know how to show that love one to another.
In public, what are some things that you would talk to a couple about in terms of public public interaction?
Basically, it's the way that they speak to one another or correcting. You know, I tell women, don't correct your husband in front of people. That's not respectful to your husband. Or don't point out his flaws in front of his friends. You know, that does something to a man's ego. They don't want that. Men want to be respected. And the way that we speak to them, the way that we treat them, and the things that we say and do gives a message, you know, to our husbands. And we want to always be lifting them up. And we want our husbands to know that they are the most awesome man on the face of the earth. And we do that by encouraging them and really lifting them up and covering them in prayer, not trying to change them.
What if a woman says, yeah, he was the most awesome man on the face of the earth when we were going out and when we first got married,
right?
But things have scaled down repeatedly over the years. What then, Robin Nagasako?
And I hear that all the time. That's pretty much the story of most marriages. Because after a while, you take one another for granted, right? So I have to help them to remember the reasons why they married this person in the first place, because we forget. And then our eyes are on them and what they're doing, not doing, versus our eyes being on the Lord. So a big part of what I do is help women to get their eyes back on the Lord so that they can see their husbands through the eyes of Christ. There's still good there. The good is still there. But it's been covered by the stressors of life and then, you know, taking one another for granted. So I try to help them remember why they married in the first place and to point out, and like we do for our children, catch them doing something right. And then encouraging them, verbalizing that to them, telling them, thank you, honey, for this. Thank you for doing that. But instead, a lot of, and I was guilty of that myself. What I did was a lot of times I would only focus on his flaws, what he wasn't doing, and all of his bad points versus the good that was there.
Speak for yourself.
Sure.
And for Darren, as he would, or you both would speak to men mm-hmm. about treating their wives. As much as you've shared, you know, some of these diamonds
sure.
of practical insights, how about a word for men?
Sure. Well, actually, last night, my husband and I were able to speak at a wedding, and a dear couple that we have had time to mentor, and we were able to share some words of wisdom, and myself to the women and him to the men. And, you know, he shared with the men that women are like a fragile, women are very fragile. They're like a flower. And when you squish that flower, the flower wilts. Mm. But what you want is for that flower to grow and to thrive and to be alive all the time. And that comes by being gentle and patient and loving and kind with your wife. And he also shared to keep the flames burning. It's easy for men to take their wives for granted and to expect, you know, their wives to run the house and to do all the mundane things of life and not rekindle the flames. So to keep those flames burning, take their wives out on dates, you know, flirt with your wives, you know, keep the flames burning and remember not to take her for granted.
I had the privilege of speaking at my uncle's celebration of life moment this past weekend. My uncle was in his 80s. My auntie, they were together for 67 years. And as the family shared about my uncle, he never stopped bringing her flowers.
Oh.
All through the years, mm-hmm. even in his 80s, he was bringing her flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about that, you know, you talk about a woman being a flower, and yet, you know, that the juxtaposition of being a flower and yet the husband, my uncle, bringing my auntie flowers. And they traveled
awesome.
The world, traveled together. The flames of love were burning. And your example, you know, I just want to pump it up even more because it speaks to me.
Mm.
It's very easy to, like you said, take for granted. Take our spouses for granted because they're there. Hey, the other thing too is life is fragile
mm-hmm.
and we don't know the length of time we have.
Exactly.
With one another.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it's best to give the flower now. Don't you?
Right.
Don't you think?
Right.
Or the flower of the word of appreciation or the mm-hmm. flower of the gift or the flower of the date. And I guess I'll speak for myself. Maybe the date would be the date that I really plan and
right.
not expect my right. wife to plan, right?
Right, right.
So, hey, Robin, you and Darren have a tremendous ministry. Jamie and I have been mentored. We've gone through our rough times and have seen the Lord use people, brought people into our life. to encourage us, to mentor us. And you're doing that. You're also involved in substance abuse counseling.
Yes.
How did you get into that?
Well, I have a brother that was deeply involved in drugs, and he's actually doing some time in Saguaro, Arizona. And he is a lifer, actually. He'll be there for life. And so through the pain, and our family went through a lot with him, and we suffered a lot in many, many years before he even went to prison through his addiction. And I felt as if I wanted to do something to help other families that are caught up in with a family member in addiction. And so I went back to school and I became a certified substance abuse counselor. I worked for Hina Mauka for 8 years, and I actually worked with teenagers at different high schools. And I thought, if I work with teens and we catch them while they're young, then, you know, we can make a difference and we can make an impact. And I it was awesome. It was an awesome 8 years of my life. I learned so much. It was a great experience and an opportunity living, working there. And now I'm able to, as it was a big decision as well in leaving that job and going into full-time ministry. But now, as I, you know, when the Lord calls, you have to listen. And I firmly believe that the Lord was calling me out of and to leave that job that I love so dearly and to go into full-time ministry. But I am able to work with a lot of marriages that are struggling with addiction or even, you know, individuals as well.
Let's get into that when we come back.
Sure.
Marriages that are affected very deeply by substance abuse. Mm-hmm. You certainly have a heart of compassion from your own family experience, knowing really experientially the ins and outs and the emotions of what go on. You relate with many. Mm-hmm. There isn't a family in society today that isn't touched by substance abuse in some way. My dear friend, as you listen to Robin Nagasako, whom God has sent divinely by His grace in a moment of destiny, a time to be here with us, to encourage us, to remind us of His love, His presence in our lives, in your life. When we come back, she'll share more with her gift of lifting people up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
She says, it's where God meets you, in a point of brokenness. Of course, he's there. He's always there. And maybe it's in our brokenness that we run out of ourselves and we begin to be aware of our need for God. And in the awareness of our need for God, our hearts begin to get receptive to what he's been saying all along, or to the people that he's been bringing into our lives all along. And we've been ignoring them because, I got this, Lord. I got it. I don't need God. I don't need the help of the Lord. I think I can do it on my own. And when we realize we cannot, we've run out of answers, we've run out of resources, then God can come in and do his marvelous work. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm speaking of Robin Nagasako, sharing about that. When in our brokenness, God is there. To find out more about this program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this podcast in its entirety for free. That and other resources. To find out more about Robin and the ministry of New Hope Leeward, Robin, Rob, at newhopeleeward.org. Or you just go to newhopeleeward.org and find out about Pastor Mike Lewin and the entire ministry there, the creative arts, dance ministry, the adult discipleship ministry, and so much more. newhopeleeward.org. Families, marriages dealing with substance abuse. What have you found to be one of the core areas of great concern in those situations?
We see more and more addiction that is taking marriages by storm. Whether it be substance abuse, a lot of sexual addiction as well. And I'm thankful that I have, my background is in substance abuse, but addiction is addiction is addiction. And I the skills that I learned helps me to be able to minister to these people. We have an awesome ministry at New Hope Leeward called Pure Desire Ministry. And we had someone come to our church and actually take a survey. And we found that over 50% of the people had some kind of form of sexual addiction. And so we have this ministry called Pure Desire, and so many marriages are failing because of the sex-crazed world that we live in. So again, I'm able to redirect people into these different groups, small groups that we have that help people in these addictions. We have Genesis Process that helps people with substance abuse or any other kind of addiction. So although I'm a substance abuse counselor, I'm able to help people across the board with all different kinds of addictions.
You talk about Genesis, the beginning, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about the genesis of substance abuse. Mm-hmm. Why does someone get abused? Why does someone get addicted and become addicted and become abusive in their use, whatever it might be?
There's no one thing. That there's a lot of different variables, and everyone's journey is different. But it just does start off with just a tiny choice of flattering with deception, you know, flirting with deception, should I say. And may it be, you know, the drinking, the drugging, or looking at the pornography on the screen, and all, it starts very small and very subtle, and it snowballs over time. And in a matter of time, you don't even realize that you're so deep into the situation. And so a lot of it can start in your childhood, being exposed to different things, trauma in your life. So there's a various different reasons why people get addicted to certain things. It could be environmental.
You mentioned trauma.
Yes.
How does trauma become an open door to addiction?
Well, unresolved trauma causes a lot of fear, a lot of anxieties, and a lot of times we don't deal with it. We don't know how to deal with it, so we stuff it, and we just become fearful, insecure, we become bitter, we become angry. And it's all of those things that the devil loves to keep us in bondage to. And he will use that as a means of keeping us in bondage. And unless that trauma is dealt with, and I have people that come 20 years later and they think, I'm good, time has passed, I've dealt with it, I've let go, I've forgiven. But a lot of it has not been really surrendered and given over to the Lord because they haven't had someone to actually process with them and haven't allowed themselves to really go through the grieving process. Because anytime you go through trauma, it comes with, you have to grieve your losses. There's some kind of loss that's involved. And so...
And by you saying that, you're actually saying it's okay to grieve?
It's very much so okay to grieve.
Sometimes we need someone to tell us it's all right.
Yes.
Yeah, in fact, you let it out. You have to go through it. It's part of what God...
Exactly.
It's freeing. Liberating to hear someone say that.
Right. It's part of the process. And we think we need to stuff it or forget.
Or maintain control.
Exactly. Exactly. And when I was in college, I did a paper on Americans and how they grieve. And Americans are terrible at grieving. The research that I found was phenomenal, that we just keep ourselves busy rather than allowing ourselves to grieve.
Stuff it.
Exactly. So it is very, very important and very vital to go through that process. Allow yourself to feel. You need to feel to heal. Mm. And allow yourself to feel those feelings of whatever the case may be, you know, betrayal, abandonment. And then give it to the Lord and allow him to heal you.
You mentioned the Lord. Do you do it alone with the Lord or...
We always need people to do it with. We, you know, our Christian walk was never meant to be done alone. We need support of people, and there's power in numbers, right? And strength in numbers. And having others walk through the process with you is very, very powerful. That's why small groups and working together in groups, it's a very, very powerful and freeing thing.
When you're at that point, maybe at a point of difficulty in sharing, I don't want to open this up. I don't want someone else to see this in me. How do you, or how does someone share it with, maybe I'm uncomfortable sharing it in the group. I don't know these people. They might reject me. What would you say? Those are very real situations that people go through, and yet they have stuff on the inside they want to deal with.
Mm-hmm. And this is where the group process can be very, very powerful. And, you know, I pray a lot before I do these groups, and I teach the leaders to do the same. And it's the Spirit of the Lord that will allow them to trust. We have to create this safe environment for them. They have to know that, you know, it's confidential. What stays here, you know, what's said here stays here. But we have to be able to accept them and love them with the love of Christ and have that welcoming, accepting, the grace factor is what it is. And when a bunch of hurting individuals come together and they start to share their story, just the fact of hearing that others are going through it is very powerful. And people feel, oh, I'm not the only one. Mm. And then they feel that freedom to be able to share. But it is, you know, the facilitator's responsibility to try to create that safe environment for them. They need to know that we're for you. We're with you. And we don't force anybody to share anything that they don't want to share. But eventually people come around. And I firmly believe that it's not us. It's not me. It's the spirit working through me mm-hmm. in allowing them to trust us. Because that's what it is. They need to trust you in order to be open and to be able to share authentically and to be real.
And I think in being vulnerable, let's be honest, you may get burned.
Mm-hmm.
Someone may betray your trust.
Sure.
But they might not. And you may find that as they embrace you and absorb even what you have to share, maybe what you are sharing is something someone else in like manner or something related is going through. And by your sharing, you open them up.
Sure.
Or you let them know that it's okay to share. We've all been burned before. We've all been terribly disappointed. And yet we've also been affirmed. And the Lord sends Robin Nagasaki. Robin, we've got about 30 seconds left. Just a parting shot, a word of encouragement to someone today who needs to open up.
There is always hope. And no matter what you are going through, no matter how hard the situation may be, God will meet you there if you choose to trust and to put your faith and trust in Him, because it's in the deep, dark valleys that He wants to meet us, and that He will turn every, He never wastes a hurt. He will turn every hurt and give us double for our trouble and turn it into a masterpiece for Him. He will pick up, that's His job. He picks up all the broken pieces of our lives and turns it into a masterpiece for Him. I'm living proof and testimony of it.
That's Robin Nagasaki leaving you with an uplifting word of encouragement. And I hope that you've been encouraged by her. And Robin, I thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Danny. It's been a pleasure.
There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, my friend, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special message for you there. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Luke 12:48. To everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Robin Nagasaki, robinn@newhopeleeward.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave